This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. As I always say, the deodorant has been applied for Hour 3. At least Chris and I have. We have a great show. Hour 3 is going to be more exciting than Hour 1 and 2, except obviously the alien shows are better than our show. No doubt, those are the coolest shows in the world, especially 1 to 3 a.m. in the morning when you're driving across Nevada or across Nebraska in the middle of nowhere or even across the middle of Texas. Alien shows are the best. I have fallen, you know, you're trying to worry about not falling asleep before driving, especially back in the days when I used to drive to college. It was probably a 12-hour drive. Remember that? You drive to college far away, and you, Denise, you drive to Oregon, and oh, my gosh, you get tired, and you turn the alien show on, and, man, that was the greatest thing. Kept you awake the whole time. That was before they had the, what do you call those? The little hardcore drinks. What do you call those?
Energy drinks.
Yeah, before you had the energy drinks.
I got to tell you, I'm not sure anybody's ever done that except you, Fred.
I do it all the time.
You turn on the alien show.
The alien shows are cool, man. Those,
what are you talking about?
Are they
about?
A radio show? I thought they were a TV show.
Oh, no. It is. It's late night radio, the alien shows that talk about people seeing aliens and keeps you awake. Man, haven't you heard those?
Seeing aliens if I listen to that while driving at night.
By the late Art Bell.
That's exactly right, Cal.
And then there's another guy, George Norrie, who does them now. And I'm telling
Let's not give him a plug. But,
right. We're just saying you've got to listen to these guys. Yeah. You can't just say Fred's crazy because the people on the shows are what's crazy.
It's
and that's
fun.
What keeps you driving.
And that's what keeps you awake at night. Hey, you got to listen to an alien show someday.
I'm blown away. I'm going to do that this week.
Ready for this?
Judge, I just got, I just saw an alien. He just landed. Mm-hmm.
And he just picked me up, put me into a ship.
I'm in the ship right now. George, I'm in the ship.
I've been probed. No, people call and say they've been probed. All kinds of weird stuff happens.
Your Honor, sorry, I'm on court call right now, but on an alien ship, so if I cut out.
Exactly.
Don't sanction me, Your Honor.
Those alien shows are awesome. Well, remember, we're talking about allegations on today's show. When we talk about any specific case, it's allegations usually, because don't forget there's always two sides of the story. We're talking about the general law, so make sure that if you have a legal issue, you can call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, you can do Instagram. We're also at Instagram at Radio Law Talk. But go seek counsel from an attorney about your specific needs. Listen to our go to our website, www.radiolawtalk, and turn to the disclaimers. That is so exciting, that read. Or late night when you want to read something to your spouse or your significant other, sit there and read the disclaimers to them. They will just love you.
It is almost as exciting as an alien show.
Not quite, but close. We're going to do another case or no case, so Chris might be able to get some points. We're going to talk about an antitrust case in Texas, the Manafort. We're going to follow up on the latest Manafort. I have actually been on the radio, there's the Collins case also going on in New York, which is a senator or a congressman. I can't remember. Can't remember if it was a congressman or senator that is being indicted for insider trading. We could talk about that. I was actually on a national radio show, USA Radio Network, talking about that. But the Manafort, there's some interesting things going on there. And maybe the pig lawsuit. We got a pig lawsuit coming.
Another one?
Yeah, we got another pig lawsuit.
This is different than Weinstein?
But Harvey, if you're listening, we meant nothing by it. It was just Chris. The guy's name is Chris Rodriguez.
Yes.
R-O-D.
Right. We call him C-Rod, and he is
from Harvard. Yeah, you can bring him. But we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, let's do our third and final case or no case, Cal. Let's roll the tape.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Why is it always the first-year law students or the law clerks that figure they want to come in and reinvent and show off? I tell you, I read this and I thought, you have to be kidding me.
Okay, sounds like a case.
Federal judges have some strong thoughts on the court. Federal judges have strong thoughts on the courthouse cafeteria menu.
Okay.
The federal courthouse is apparently something like a grade school, complete with its own cafeteria, its own menus, and like grade school, not every day can be pizza day. But the cafeteria staff at the Southern District of New York Federal Court served fish for lunch every Friday. Fish Friday. A clerical team member said, wait a minute. That's symbolic. Fish Friday is a Catholic thing. We can't have a state's religious-sponsored meal on Fridays in a federal courthouse. That is clearly against the law. So that was brought a lawsuit before Chief Judge Colleen McMahon of the Southern District of New York because the clerk said Fish Friday is a Catholic tradition and has no place in the federal court. And besides, who doesn't just feel like having a burger on Friday? But that's a separate story. Here's the rub. The clerk was a vegetarian and thought, since we're on this path anyway, why don't we just make all 5 days vegetarian? And that way everybody would be healthier and happier. And so I started with Chris and Fred in this particular case or no case, which should it be double points? No, I'm not going to do double points. Okay. So, Denise, I'm going to triple points because Chris wants triple points.
You said that the judge is a vegetarian and he said...
No. The clerk that filed the case and brought it before the judge, which is Chief Judge Colleen McMahon of the Southern District. So the clerk, who I don't think she worked for Judge McMahon, would be my guess, but at any rate, filed the court on the basis of religious, state sponsorship of religion. You write it. So, Denise, I guess we're going to start with you. Case or no case, and what's the outcome?
Okay. So, Friday, Fish Fridays in a federal court.
Yeah.
And the vegetarian clerk makes a comment. How would you ever find that out if it's a case or no case? No case.
Go ahead, Mr. Penny.
This is a case, and they lose because feeding fish on Friday is not a religious issue. Case, and they lose.
All right. Mr. Rodriguez.
Short and sweet, I 100% agree with our esteemed host, Mr. Penny.
So you're saying it is a case, and it was the defendant prevailed in this case. The people,
the federal,
the people that wear the nets in the cafeteria.
Correct. Unless they were serving fish with Catholic priests doing the serving, and refusing to serve anybody who wouldn't kiss the ring. I mean, come on.
I think I messed something up. Who sued?
The court clerk sued in federal court, claiming that this was a religious, federal sponsorship of religion by having fish fries.
I'm not sorry. Religion. Now I got it. Yeah. And then who did they sue?
They sued in federal court. I don't know who they sued, but they
sued. So we don't know who the defendants are.
But, you know, we got to act like lawyers on this show. You had your chance. I object to her changing her answer.
Oh, really?
Strenuously object.
No, she can
you got to pay attention.
Cal, you got to say overruled.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Overruled, Chris.
Actually, that's true. I didn't catch that it was the clerk who sued. That was what
overruled.
I missed.
Overruled. My fault. So do you wish to change your answer or keep your answer? Is that your final
Crickets.
Answer?
I'm going to keep my answer.
Yes.
Because I don't want to make Chris mad at me.
Thank you. I'll withdraw my objection.
Duly noted.
Hey, tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Or hashtag Radio Law Talk if you want to weigh in whether
that.
Or not you see or you think this is a case. Cal, let's give a few seconds to do the hashtag.
Here we have about a minute left, so...
Do you want to give it to us? Or
no.
How about this?
No.
Earlier in the show... we had talked about Brad Pitt for quite a while. We were kind of rough on Brad Pitt. And we've also learned that Fred has started a website and a Twitter account called @NotTheLooker.
Not the Looker.
A very self-deprecating thing.
Yes, and I'm the main picture on there.
I just sent a picture to you guys of Brad Pitt. And he looks almost exactly like Cal Hunter.
Oh.
So, I guess, you know, maybe we want to tweet that out
now
there.
Now, that's funny.
Yes, okay. Absolutely it does.
Woo,
absolutely
you're a handsome man.
I'm telling you.
We'll be right back with case or no case outcome.
Let's put that out there for our listeners.
My wife looks like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
All that
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Makes great jerky. Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Give me the points, Cal. Give me the points. Give me the points.
Well, just to remind people, we're in the middle of case or no case here, and Fred's going to hashtag give me the points. I'm sure we'll buy that domain here pretty soon. Give me the points.
You can tell how crazy I am.
GiveMeThePoints.com. Yeah, there you go. Hey, billion-dollar business. Right whatever there, he touches right turns to gold.
Right there. Right.
That's it. So Radio Law Talk.
The premise for our case or no case is that a woman working as a law clerk in a federal courthouse said, you can't have fish Fridays because that amounts to state sponsorship of religion, so she sues in federal court. Denise says, wait, although you said no case, right, Denise?
What I did.
No case. Fred, you said
case.
And you said, Chris, you said case also.
I said whatever Fred said.
Okay. Nice. Todd, Todd Kunin texted in and said, before I even hear the rest of it, I am calling you out as no case.
Oh.
By the way, of course, he'll get no points because he's not here. And because he texted in, ladies and gentlemen, this is a double points case or no case.
Oh, no, you're doing that just because you're trying to help out our friend here.
No, you can do that.
Yes.
Do we think she's going to win?
I can't do that.
No, he's protecting me, guys. I'm going to lose.
I can't do that because I already know who's going to win.
Let me tell you right now, Cal, I'm going to interrupt. Cal clearly favors, has always favored, the beautiful woman to my right. Every time something happens, it's always leaning toward Denise.
That is not true.
That is.
No, he always takes away my points of whim.
All right. What is it?
He would acknowledge that's true if Donna, his wife, was not here in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for being our call screener today, Donna.
That's a fair point.
Yeah,
that's a fair point. Yeah, she's only hit me four times today, which is that's pretty much a record for an hour as far as mineral. Okay, so those of you who say it was not a case, may I see, by a show of hands, please, Denise.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness!
We got smoked, Chris! Oh, my gosh!
I made up the whole thing.
I'm sorry. My gosh! Chris, you got 0 points. You got 2 points out of kindness. Denise smoked it. Okay, Cal, so you made the whole thing up.
Oh, my gosh, I'm tied with you.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Give us the points for Donna's lemon bars.
Okay, so the points here, as I stand right now, so you've got 60, Fred.
Uh-huh.
Denise has 60. Chris, of course, has
60.
31. 60. And Mr. Kunin has 63.
Oh, I was going to catch up with Kunin, but
you
not
had the
now.
Chance. You had the chance. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
Oh,
and, Chris, man. I had your theme all queued up. I had...
I want to take a picture of you dancing with that.
It's a great theme. But
and by the way, those of you who think we are being discriminatory, we're not. That's the theme that Chris wanted and asked for. So there you go. So no,
it doesn't affect whether or not you're being discriminatory.
That's a good point.
Well, what you are being.
We're not, of course.
Maybe I am.
That's your favorite. That's your favorite. Favorite song.
The Mexican hat dance.
Is that what that is?
I believe so.
Yes. And is there an American hat dance? I've never even heard of such a thing. I guess not. So we're just
men with hats. There's men with hats.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the Manafort case. Let's go into the Manafort. I'm going to talk briefly about it until we get into this. They're playing over here and looking at Facebook and Instagram.
We're doing what lawyers do. We're preparing.
No, I actually just created a new hashtag.
Oh, no, what now?
Looking good co-hosts.
Does anybody out there think that's funny? Okay, I want you out there listening, especially you in the Armed Forces Network, who are fighting for our country, thinking, that is really funny. Oh, she gave me the look. Okay, let's go on. So Rick Gates is Manafort. We talked about this last week. The Manafort trial, what's going on? Rick Gates is his right-hand man. And the whole thing is about, remember we talked last week, it was about two separate trials, the Washington, D.C. trial. Cal, my mic's up, right? My ears, I can't hear much. Maybe I'm just...
You are fine.
Okay, good. So anyway, he is testifying under oath, but he got a bargain. He pled with the... Todd was here. What's that?
No, but he did. They dismissed without prejudice the case against him.
And if he testifies
truthfully as to the matters before him, then they will not bring charges against him.
Right, okay.
Or at least they'll bring reduced charges against him and he'll get some kind of a deal.
So he's testifying now.
Yes.
We went over it last week, what's going on with Judge Ellis. But some of the testimony we need to talk about, it's probably been, you've heard it 100 times, but there's some interesting things we need to go over, and we can talk about it as lawyers. The first important thing that he testified to, it's all about this trial was in Virginia. This is not the Washington, D.C. trial, which is about him not quote,
registering as a foreign, agent.
Yeah, as a foreign agent.
That lobbyist.
Yeah, lobbyist, basically, which is not a major deal. Apparently, there's been three people prosecuted in the past since 1940 about the, on this, and they were found not guilty. But in Virginia, it is all about tax fraud, tax evasion, because he has these offshore accounts.
And bank fraud.
And bank fraud. So here we go. So one of the issues is they're trying to show that where's all this money coming from? Why do you all of a sudden have all this lavish lifestyle, yet your filing of your taxes, you don't show a lot of money? And that's what the big argument is. So the latest, as they came in, they've had his accountants testify. That is Manafort's accountants. They've had now Gates is on the stand testifying about issues. And the whole thing is about him getting this plea with the prosecutors. And Manafort's attorneys are hammering on him. Oh, so you and they're saying you admitted you'd lied even to the prosecutors when you talked to them.
And you stolen money from Mr. Manafort.
Yeah,
you extorted.
Yeah, extorted money.
Not embezzled. Embezzled money.
And he admitted it. So he admitted embezzling. He admitted stealing. He admitted all these things on the stand, and that they bring up recently about a $226,000 check written from an offshore account to the New York Yankees for seats. And guess what? They call the New York Yankees to the stand. Not the Yankees, but one of their
Jeter
took the stand. No, he didn't. So they call one of the Yankees tickets people to the stand, and they're testifying about this $226,000 check that came in for
his tickets.
Was
it a check or a wire?
So I don't know. Apparently it was a check of some sort. So anyway, but we got 15 seconds left. Is that right, Donna? We got 15 seconds. We'll be right back after this. Cal's on the phone. We got a caller. Let's roll out of this and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and you're doing that on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you were a family...
A suicidal ground service agent at SeaTac International Airport stole a turboprop plane, did some stunts, and then crashed into an island south of the airport. Nick Junka witnessed the incident and is a former employee who used to work with the guy.
He was a good guy. It was a couple years ago or a year and a half ago. I would have never dreamed of this individual doing this. Never.
Alaska Airlines says the suicidal worker helped direct aircraft to gates and de-ice planes. Crews are working furiously to keep a Southern California wildfire from burning more homes south of Los Angeles, while firefighters in the north have finally gained ground against major blazes. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says there is some encouraging news for Southern California.
We actually don't have red flag warnings here, and there's a good reason for that. The marine layer that is pretty typical for Southern California, along the coast anyway, is actually going to penetrate further to the east, so that Holy Fire is going to benefit from higher humidity. I'm not talking about rainfall, but if you can get a little bit of help, that is going to go a long way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
But then they cross-examine, say, isn't it true you lied or didn't tell, you were lied to the prosecutors at first? And he's like, finally admits, yeah, I lied. Then why aren't you lying? Are you lying now? No, I'm not lying now, but I lied then. That is all good stuff. Us as lawyers know this is great stuff because don't forget, all they got to show is one person has to have, just they don't quite necessarily, it's a beyond the reasonable doubt standard. Chris, which is like kind of, it's tough. You can just have, if you got doubt, then they can find him not guilty, And so this brings in a doubt, I think, to a juror or jury saying, you know what, is this guy lying again? Now, but there's a lot of evidence against him, too. Don't forget about money being paid from outside accounts into the United States. And when it comes to IRS, they want their money. They want their taxes. So that's what they're arguing. But on cross-examination also, he claimed that he was struggled to recall, but then the information later on, oh, I do recall. And don't forget, lawyers are going to tee off on that and big time. But So here's the other thing is Downing asked if Gates, that's the cross-examining attorney, if he was saying that he didn't lie but rather had trouble recollecting facts. Gates said that it was basically that it was false information. He kept using it. It was unauthorized stuff. And then he kept on him and on him and on him. And he goes, isn't it embezzling? No, it's unauthorized. Embezzling? No, unauthorized. Finally, he agrees, yeah, I was embezzling. So this is a tough one for a jury. And I think, and he says he regrets it, but there's a lot of interesting information here about Gates and not looking too good.
Yeah, and Gates also admitted to that he probably did take some money from the Trump campaign too.
Yeah, he did. So that anyway, this is ongoing. We're going to talk about it next week. It's very interesting what's going on with this this case.
The bankers were on Friday.
Oh, the bankers up on Friday.
The bankers were up on Friday, and the bankers are the ones he took out these large loans.
Right.
And the bankers testified to not only asking for political favors from Manafort,
right,
in exchange for helping to get these loans, and there was a lot of content in the bankers' testimony.
Yeah, one of it was is they wanted inauguration tickets, and then apparently someone to be appointed to a position within the
correct
government, and I don't remember what it was, but
his name was Steve Calk. He was the C-A-L-K.
Uh-huh.
He was the bank CEO. And he wanted to have a piece in Trump's administration.
It's an unfortunate name. The most damning piece of evidence that I heard was that Manafort paid for Yankees tickets. Now, there's probably some Yankee haters on that jury.
Yes, yes.
And $266,000.
$226,000
for one season's worth of Yankee tickets. Four tickets.
Four tickets. Is it one? I don't know if it's one season or multiple seasons. I don't remember. But still, it was expensive.
That's insane. That's like $750 per ticket.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm not going to get into details about this, but I have purchased tickets before in the past, and one of the people I was dealing with was a former Yankee, worked at the Yankees, and then came out to small town Sacramento, and it was so funny. I turned to him after he asked me tell me the price. I looked at him and said, we're not in New York. We're in Sacramento, California. And he kind of got offended. I still remember. We became good friends, but it's like, we're not at Yankee Stadium anymore, my friend. You're back in Sacramento, California. That's not what we pay for stuff out here.
I'll tell you what, that Golden One Center is every bit as nice as Yankee Stadium.
Beautiful, beautiful, yep. Beautiful. So,
sure,
okay, Chris, we got some other issues we want to talk about. The two of you have discussed this. Companies that ran six Austin TV stations are facing an antitrust lawsuit. And we do have KBDT, Big Talk Dallas. Is that right, Cal? KBDT?
Big Dallas Talk. BDT, Big Dallas Talk.
Big Dallas Talk that airs us out there. And so this is interesting for them to discuss this.
Well, before we get into this, are we affiliated in any way with any of these companies?
I don't know.
Sinclair Broadcasting?
No, this is Austin. No. This is in Austin.
Okay.
Maybe we will later.
We'd like to be in Austin. If you know a radio station there, call them and tell them to carry us.
Yeah, maybe they'll carry us, and we'll just shut up about that.
That'd be good. We should try.
Oh, we'll just shut up if you carry us.
apparently, they charge very good prices for advertising.
Joke. That was a joke. Go ahead. What's going on there?
So antitrust, I think that's an interesting word. Maybe a lot of our viewers don't really understand how that aspect of the law works. Basically, what these six radio stations are being accused of doing is instead of acting like competitors, which they should be, they have allegedly gotten together and said, hey, the price of advertising is really going down because of Netflix and Hulu and less people are watching TV. Why don't we artificially set the prices for our ads? Let's all agree not to go below X.
That is the allegation.
That's the allegation.
Allegation.
Right.
Yeah, it's price fixing.
And that is a violation. If that's true, that would be a violation of the Sherman antitrust rules, which is a federal body of law that says that if you are in a marketplace, you cannot share information in order to artificially inflate prices. And so that's what they're being accused of doing, is basically conspiring with each other not to sell ads for below a certain price. Because if I'm a business and I want to get my product advertised, I could go to, you know, channel A, I could go to channel B, or I could go to channel C, the different networks. And if all of them are talking and saying they're not going to sell me an ad below a certain price, then that's illegal.
And they normally calculate that by looking at ratings and saying how many thousand people does that program reach. So if it reached 10,000 people, or they would say, okay, well, what's your cost per thousand or cost per point?
Yeah.
So they'd say, well, it's $80. So that means it's going to be $800 for that spot. And what happens if these things, if the prices start to drift too low, is that the stations will look at each other and say, let's get this low-selling competitor out of the business. Let's drive all of our prices down to the point where he can no longer afford to stay in business. Let's get him out of here.
And that's another violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act,
too. And it happens, I think it probably happens more frequently than we know.
Right, and there are lawyers that all they do is they advise businesses on what they can and can't say when they talk to their competitors. Because, you know, when you're in the same industry, you show up at trade shows, or there may even be industry groups that everybody has a representative on that lobby the government or do whatever. And it becomes an issue as to what statements you can make to each other, because you want to steer clear of, you know, antitrust, anti-competitive behavior. The interesting thing, and I've seen many of these cases, this is in federal court. Almost all of them are, because it involves federal law. It's difficult in federal court to actually state a claim. And you have to state facts that actually show that these people knowingly conspired with each other. You can't just, you know, allege
generally,
here's what the market looked like and here's how much an ad was, and now we have less people watching TV, but the price of ads has mysteriously risen. All of that is not enough to create a claim on which relief could be granted in order to get past the pleading phase of the case. So it is difficult to win these kinds of cases.
Yeah, together the defendants, they all own and operate 600 TV stations, and now the plaintiffs are looking for class action status. So this is one that may get somewhere. We'll have to see where it goes. And whether it's price, it's called price fixing kind of in a liberal way, but that means if you fix the price too high or if you fix the price too low, and it's done like in a conspiracy kind of a setting,
so
then that's what's a violation.
That would qualify as collusion. That would be people colluding to get together and conspire to come up with a program. That's collusion, is it not? I mean, not legal definition, but that's what collusion would normally be.
Right.
Yes.
They're colluding. They're acting in concert,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's not allowed.
Collusion is conspiracy.
Is it like, mm-hmm. I handle this area of law, is it that the same with even a small business? What does it say if Farmer Joe, who's by himself, who sells peanuts, and George, who sells peaches, and there's only one of them, it's the same thing? They're going to be held liable, little tiny businesses like that?
Yeah, I mean, it would technically be a violation. It's just the same as, you know, if there probably wouldn't be anybody that would want to go enforce that or bring
right.
that claim,
right.
but it would technically be a violation to act in concert to set prices.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about lawsuits against bakeries again. Boy, I tell you, I guess the rule is don't be in the bakery business. We'll be right back after this with Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. You are listening to RadioLawTalk.com on RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Just saying, wow. Luckily, I had a beautiful wife that made beautiful children. But I'm telling you, what is happening? Okay, again, at not the looker. We don't all have to be good lookers. It's okay to not to be the looker. We still can succeed in life.
Chris and I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that.
Neither would.
Well, that's why you guys are not on there. But those of you who are not, go at not the looker.
I put myself on there as well.
Put yourself on there. Hey, so the reason we're bringing up this lawsuit that's accusing 2 Chicago area bakeries of racial hiring discrimination, I don't want to get in deep detail this. We always have more topics that we can talk about. But the first thing I said to myself, without even looking at the facts, it's like, don't go in the bakery business, because we've talked about the bakery case is a famous case where in Colorado, which was the gay couple that sued because they wanted a cake. So, and there's a number of other bakeries that have been sued for this, for other things. It's like, what's up with the bakeries? I don't know what the bakery situation is, but in this case, they're trying to claim that they basically take more Hispanic workers over black workers.
They actually channel them into different employment agencies.
Right.
And the one agency takes a very long time to process to try to get employment. That's where the blacks were being channeled and African Americans. And then the Hispanics were getting jobs through this other agency right. very quickly.
And that's the allegations, of course.
It's
that's
the allegations.
And so they're saying, well, no, they don't do that. But don't forget, these companies were sold to bigger companies later on. The bigger companies, we don't need to bring up, said, look, that's not us. That was the old company. And they did not bring the lawsuits.
That's right. Hostess is a new company. And
yeah.
They
so is Bimbo, isn't it? The new company, too?
Right. Mexican company, Bimbo.
Yes.
Bimbo.
Yeah,
that's
also.
Right.
So, and they're claiming that they were not the company before. They just bought them.
Right. But the attorney who brought the suit is kind of an interesting guy. He filed numerous racial discrimination claims against Chicago companies that use temporary staffing firms.
Right.
And one of the suit against, I guess they call it Ferrera Candy, resulted in a $1.5 million settlement in 2006,
right.
and that was a class action for African Americans.
Yeah. Again, this is all allegations.
Well, that was in settlement.
No, but I'm saying that's a settlement, but that doesn't mean that. Don't forget, when you settle a case, you have to sign off saying we're not admitting or denying anything.
Well, you don't have to, but you can.
I'll put money on it. They didn't give them that money without them signing something saying that. So that's a standard release that they sign. So again, everything's allegations, and just because you settled doesn't mean you're at fault. I'm telling you that. You got to understand that cases settle all the time, and that you've got to sign what's called a general release that says we're not admitting fault. We're just saying, okay, we just don't want to fight this. Here you go.
Right. So the suit now, if it's going to be a class action, it's seeking back pay from the denial of employment as well as punitive damages.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the case.
Punitive damages can be huge. And we got this other case.
Right.
It's about a hog farm. So six people sued. They live near a hog farm in North Carolina.
One of the biggest companies that raises hogs, Smithfield?
Smithfield. Apparently they're responsible for a lot of the pork products that we eat. And they must have a lot of pigs because they got hit with a jury verdict in North Carolina for $473 million, I believe.
No. $3 million in awarded damages and $5 million in damages and $75 million in punitive damages. Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's
each to six people times six.
$473.5 million was awarded.
Whew.
That has got to be one disaster of a hog farm.
What was the suit for?
Well, I'm sure it was like a public nuisance or...
Right, that's
you know,
what it was.
What they were arguing was that they failed to adequately control their animals in terms of the number of animals and
right.
where the animals were allowed to go. And as a result of that, there
and
was
the
noise,
was the
odor.
Noise, odor, an infestation of flies in the area.
Wow.
And clearly it was bad because, you know, look, we live in areas that are rural. And you see animals all the time, and clearly people are allowed to, you know, operate a dairy or a hog farm. But whenever it gets to the point that the neighbors are affected so much that 12 people would award them $473 million, most of that was punitive damages,
wow.
just tells you that they're not
bad.
Running it correctly.
In California, there is a local county option of an ordinance called a right to farm. So that animal noise, animal smells, all of that, if you move in from the city and you start complaining to the county, hey, this place stinks, or you want to file a suit, can't do it.
Hey, apparently...
Tehama County has it, Shasta County, a lot of the counties in north, like Modoc and so on. So,
so apparently the hog case is going to get appealed, and there's an allegation of jury tampering.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was a spider at the hog farm let's see, what is it? They kept spinning webs that said guilty. Someone named Charlotte has been taken into custody.
Oh, Todd.
Come on.
Todd just threw
Let's read the whole text before we start reading it on the air.
It's Todd. She's reading from Todd, and he's sitting there in his director's chair, hammering, just teasing
Todd,
us.
Todd, I thought you were helping
Why do you think I don't look at Todd's text during our show?
And the case, they said, that's some pig.
That's some pig. Let me tell you a little bit about this. Kind of a little personal experience. Now, those of you who don't know me, I grew up on a really small farm as a kid, and I loved ranching and farming. I really do. I love the farmers. I'm a pro-farmer person, even though we're politically neutral, but I like the farmers. They make our food. They give us food, you know, just like I like the veterans, because my dad's a Marine. Korean War vet, and he's had two Purple Hearts, and just to, you know, tout my dad, he's one of the frozen chosen, or the chosen few, as they call them in Korea. So go ahead and read about that. But let me tell you, I have a place now that's about 62 acres approximately, and a lot of the city people are moving in near me, and it's out in a rural area that has been now enveloped by development. It's all moving around me. And I have wonderful neighbors. Let me tell you, I love all my neighbors. But one of the neighbors, we had a little homeowners meeting, and I'm getting to something that's going to die laughing. And she turned to her husband and said, and he goes, yeah, I'd like to have a tractor. She goes, we don't have tractors because they dirty up our garage, because he'd park in the garage. She wasn't happy that the tractor parked in the garage because they got a little tiny place. And then she said, but you know what? She goes, your cows kind of stink. And I need the cricket one. I paused and looked at her and said, yeah. Yeah. And then after that, we just kept going and talking about something else. But it's so funny. Your cows stink. Yep.
They're cows.
Yep.
It's what cows do.
Hey, I hope you have a spare $473.5 million to pay out when she sues you because your cows stink.
You know what? All you have to do is buy some Febreze. And just spray it around the
car. Or hang it from them.
Yeah.
Hang it for a brief.
Exactly.
Or one of those little, you know, the things you hang inside your car.
The incense.
The Christmas tree.
Yeah. Burning
hang
incense
a bunch of
pine tree. The pine tree. This was the only time in legal history that I know of that lawyers and pig farmers both went outside a pig farm, smelled the air, and said, smells like money to me.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
Well, we're going to end on the pig farm because we're running out of time. But you know what? We had a good time today in Radio Law Talk. Next week, we're going to possibly, I'm telling you, we're hearing about stations putting us on, and I thought we'd be on a new station today. They said we're going to be airing, and I'm not going to tell you which one or where, any day. They said we'd probably be air by this Saturday, and I heard that they just didn't quite get us on, but we're going to have new stations picking us up. We'd like to thank the Armed Forces Radio Network, Cal.
Here's a hint.
Yeah.
Manny's Deli. That's the only hint.
Okay, Manny's Deli. Go ahead.
Manny's Deli.
Denise.
Manny's Deli. No. I was just
Manny's Deli. That's
Manny's
our
Deli.
Hint
That's
for
a
where,
hint,
we, but where we might be going on.
You thank you very Deli much is? For...
is it near Wrigley Field?
Now, don't be giving that away now. That way it's not a tease anymore.
Let's thank the Amargosa Valley. The Amargosa Valley. What other stations were
on? We need
on?
To thank K-High, both FM and AM.
That's exactly right.
1380
in Sacramento.
Sacramento,
thank you. Cal, who
I like the Amargosa Valley.
And KNNR Reno carries us. Thank you, KNNR Reno. We're not trying to kill time. We just have like 15 seconds left, but we want to thank everybody. Thank you, all our sponsors. Thank you to our listeners for listening to us. Go to hashtag or at Not the Looker. We'll talk to you next week. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Chris and Denise.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.